Good morning, guys. How are you? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Today I have some prizes for you. Who wants a prize? Everyone, right? So this is the deal. If you still in your place, why? If you still and you listen to the story, and when I ask you a question, you give me the answer, you can have one of these, right? So you have to do your best to stay still, okay? The story today, do you know who's Abraham? Who knows who's Abraham?
I don't know what to say.
Okay, so Abraham has a son. His name is Isaac, right? The story today is about Isaac. Isaac was trying to find a place to live. Do you have a house, right?
Yeah.
He was trying to find a place, a house where he can live, right? So do you think it's easy to find a house or it's hard to find a house? It's hard sometimes, right? So for him, it was hard to find a house. But, you know, God talked to him. You know what God told him?
Yeah.
What do you think God told him? He told him, don't go to Egypt. Go to a place where I'm going to tell you. The place is Gerar. That's the place where God told him to go. So he went to that place, and God told him, I will bless you. Do you know what blessing means? What bless means? It means he will give him a lot of things, healthy or whatever things, good things are for him. So God told him, go there, I will bless you. Do you think God did it? He blessed, did God bless Isaac or not? Who thinks God blessed Isaac? Yes, he did, because God promised that he will bless him. So Isaac get a place, right? He found a place. But you know what happened? When he become rich, when he had a lot of sheep, a lot of land, a lot of servants, the king that was in that land told him, hey, you know what he told him? You have too many things. I don't like that you have more than me now. I want you to leave this place. What Isaac did, what do you think he did? If I come to you, what happened if I told you, hey, go, get out of here. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Jaden, if I push you and I tell you, get out of here, what would you do? Would you like it? No. Maybe you will fight back, right? You will be like, I'm here. I'm staying. Don't push me. Right?
No.
You know, and God told Isaac, stay here because I will bless you. I will give this land to you and to your sons. And now somebody came and told him, hey, get out of here. What do you think Isaac did? He fought back? Do you think he fought?
No.
Who thinks he fought? He didn't fight. He was like, okay, I'm moving. I'm leaving. He packed all his stuff and he left. So when he got to another place, he started digging to get some water, right? He get a well. Now the people around him, they saw that he's coming a lot of water, and he has water now, and that land is better now. So they got mad. And they were like, hey, get out of here. That's what they told him. And he was like, why? Because this well is ours. So he packed all his stuff, all his servants again, and he walked again. Isaac, So Isaac was now in another place, and he started digging again, making a hole on the ground, and he found water again. So he was happy because God promised him that he would bless him. So he found another well with a lot of water, and now the people around him came, and they were like, hey, get out of here. This is our well. Do you think that's nice? That's not nice, right? That's horrible. That's horrible. But do you think Isaac this time was like, oh, this is the second time, the third time they are pushing me away. Do you think he was like, oh, I won't move because God promised me that he will give me this land. Do you think he fought this time?
No.
No, he didn't fight. He was like, okay, all right, I move. So he went to another place. And finally, nobody pushed him away. He found another well. He was blessed by God again. So he was happy because God gave him what he promised him. So now, let's see. What did you learn today? What did you learn today? I wanna ask William and Valerie. They are here. Listen. William and Valerie, they are gonna show you what this lesson means to you now, right? Because the story is about somebody pushing somebody, and what are you gonna do when somebody's pushing you back away, right? When somebody is mean to you, what will you do? That's what we will see. So this is an example. Watch, this is an example. I will give some toys to William, okay? Do you have toys? Do you have toys?
Yes.
Some? A few? A few toys? So that's good, right? When you have toys, so you are playing, right? That's everybody play. But what happened when somebody has more toys than you? More toys. She has more toys and bigger toys. They are like, wow, she has, look, a big shark. But look what he has, a little tiny fish. But she got, you know what? I want to give her more. Look.
Whoa.
Wow, look. She has a lot of toys. So let's see. This is the lesson you will learn about this story, okay? Let's see. Let's watch William and Valerie. Listen to them.
Hey, you have more toys than me. I don't want you here. Go away.
Okay.
Do you think that was nice? Mm-mm.
Hey, I like this place better. Go away.
Okay.
I changed my mind. Go away.
Does this happen to you sometimes with your siblings? They are trying to get your toys, or they don't. They are like, oh, I want to play here. Get away from me. Sometimes it happens, right? So let's see what the Bible is teaching us. The Bible says we should try to live at peace and help each other and have a strong faith. And he said, the Bible also said, if it's possible, as much as depends on you, live peacefully, all men. So what is God asking you to do? What is God asking you to do? Be peacefully, right? Let me see. Okay, so if somebody, it's not good if somebody is trying to push you, right? It's not nice.
No,
You don't have to fight back. You don't have to go away all the time. You can tell your parents that if somebody is trying to push you away, but you can try to do your best to be in peace with everybody, right? With your siblings and everybody, okay? So who wants to pray? Okay. Okay. Come on. Okay.
Dear God, thank today. Thank for everyone who was God. And bless you. Amen.
How about me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you to the Savior for giving us the very nice to stop watching us. Thank you to the Savior. Please be Jesus. Amen.